Let me tell you a true statement. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the very things we're celebrating and in some places teaching in schools. We need to let that set in. We're going to be talking about fear today. And if you use the word fear separated by a dash between each character, this word fear has two meanings. Forget everything and run. Or face everything and rise. The choice belongs to us. Somebody said, I remember reading Dexter Whatley's post some while back, that some guy had challenged him that the Bible says that there are 365 references to the word fear in the Bible. That's a lot. I've decided not to find them all because we would be here for a while. Fear is one of the largest killers of people who want to live right. And it's common among almost all people, including those of us who are even in the very safe covenant with Jesus Christ. We are still somewhat fearful from time to time. We deal in fear in so many ways, especially in this last year or so. I'm telling you, people are scared. And we've found ourselves so unsettled and anxious about what's going on in our country. And many of us are feeling unsettled, worried, and anxious. Now, I don't know about you, but I am. I'm not a worry person, but this has got me. The solution to this emotion is to seek God through trusting His Word and His promises that will never fail. If God tells you something will come about, it will come about. Yes or no. Even before Jesus Christ was born, God already made sure to remind His people to trust Him. This shows our human nature and God's ultimate protection. I am protected by Almighty God. Live or die, I'm protected. You're protected. In the last year plus, it appears that we're having a huge number of us feeling that our whole world has been turned upside down. There is nothing that seems normal right now from what it was a year and a half or 2 years ago. Do you believe that's true? Fear is expression itself in a multiplicity of ways, and most of us don't know what to expect from one day to another. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. Now, we've never really known that, but when you see ignorance everywhere, you got to say, man, there's got to be something stupid coming on today. I don't know about you. Finances are in short supply because of the inflation factors that rob critical funds for many just to get by from one week to another. This is reality. This is not a guess. This is not a maybe. This is a reality. I can't fix it, though I'm a fixer of sorts. I've been known to fix just about anything. Do you remember in the earlier days, particularly Robert does, because we hung out so much, we fixed everything in the world around this place. You didn't call a plumber, we fixed it. Line broke, we fixed it. I can't fix this. At the very best, right now, life is frustrating. At any moment, only God in heaven knows what the outcome will be, when and if it's ever back to some sense of normal. In this lesson, we're going to see and hear the word fear not a whole lot. because the Scriptures are filled with fear not, or some derivative of that. I am going to use the King James Bible. Now, I'm going to tell you why. The American Standard, NIV, and all of that takes liberties in changing words up. Okay? They don't necessarily change the meanings until you get off in some of these weird translations. I mean, NIV's good and all that. We're going to be in King James. If you find yourself afraid, these verses will help you. I'm just going to read the text from different lines. Is that okay with you? That they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou givest unto the fathers. Does God want us to have holy fear? Yes. Out of Chronicles, David said to Solomon, his son, be strong, of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all of the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Whose side is God on right now? Ours! Book of 1 John. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. 1 Peter, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. In 1 Samuel, you will hear, and Samuel said unto the people, fear not. Ye have done all of this wickedness, yet you turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. I want you to see for yourself that the Scriptures are saying to us, do not be afraid. 2 Timothy says this, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The book of Deuteronomy speaks, and the Lord, He it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, forsake thee. Fear not. Do not be dismayed. How many times do I have to hear God say, fear not? I set out to look at every 365 occurrences of this. And then I said, no. How many times do you have to hear God say, fear not, for it to stand? Just once. Deuteronomy again, you shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, He shall fight for you. God's on my side. God's on your side. Nobody can snatch us out of His hand. People could come in here with a machine gun, kill every one of us, and take us out, but that would not take us out, because we'll be back. Deuteronomy again, behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up, possess it, as the Lord God gave thy fathers hath said unto thee, fear not. Do not be discouraged. Oh, I love this. Gets a little old after a while, but you're going to hear it. You know why? I don't want us to what? Fear. Exodus. Moses said to the people, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you this day. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. God just said, we're going to take them out. I don't need to fear. God's on my side. Here's Genesis. Now therefore, fear ye not. I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly to them. Again in Genesis, Joseph said unto them the third day, do this and live, for I fear God. Again in Genesis, God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift up the boy and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Here's again in Genesis. And Joseph said to them, fear not, for I'm in the place of God. Do you see if you can improve that? I'm not going to be afraid. I'm in the place of God. What about you? Genesis. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not. Go down to Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. Again in Genesis, that night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Let me ask you this. If God is with us, who can be against us? Ain't nobody. And that's in the Greek. For I am with you. I will bless you. I'll increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. Genesis again. And he said, peace be with you. Fear not. The God of your father hath given you a treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and he brought Simeon out unto them and has cast favor with God. God's on our side. Hebrews. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace where we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Again in Hebrews, and if he call ye on the Father who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Now is that fear of or is that fear of respect? Don't you see? God is a God of respect. Again in Hebrews, by faith, Noah, being warned of God for things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of the house by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Hebrews. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. Jeremiah, fear thou not. O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee, and I will make full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee. But I will not make full end of thee, but correct thee in measure, yet I will not leave thee wholly unpunished. The book of Job. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Sound like God's on their side, does it to you? Is he on our side? Yeah. Here's another one. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear. John 14, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Now, God is slapping us with some sense right here. If we'd have got all 365, we'd have been here for two more hours. Joshua 1, have not I commanded thee, be strong, be of courage, do not be afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Have I not commanded you, Joshua, be strong and of good courage, do not be afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wheresoever you go. Here we go in the book of Jude. These are the spots on your love feast of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about by the winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. This is one about people who have that do not fear God. Now, here's the deal about God. When God's talking about this fear, He's not telling you to be scared. He's telling you not to be scared. Now, when He talks to the others and tells them to fear, they need to get a different pair of pants on. That's a different story. In Luke, the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with the Lord. Book of Luke, an angel came to him and said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. Luke, again. And so it was also James, John, and son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, fear not. From henceforth thou shalt catch men. You guys don't have to be scared. When Jesus was standing there, they didn't have to be scared. Do you know Jesus is here today? Do you know that? What's your best words to say? Fear not. When Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she will be made whole. Luke, again, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Matthew, but while he taught on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying to Joseph, thou art the son of David. Guess what? Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. I mean, God does not leave you, ever. Matthew again, fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hidden that shall not be known. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body. Numbers. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defiance is departed from them, and the Lord is with them. Fear them not. Philippians. And many other brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others may also fear. Psalm 118. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. Psalm 40. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my heel shall compass about me? I got trouble, but I don't fear. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I'll be confident. In whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he who honoreth them that fear the Lord, he that sweareth to his own hurt and change not. I'm going to tell you, this is some good stuff. And if we took this thing, I'm going to give you, that's enough. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You serve a God that's on your side, and if you have any doubt in your head, you spit it out of your head right now. You don't have to be fearful. Now, should you be aware? Yes. Should you be concerned? Yes. Can you do anything to fix it necessarily? Not necessarily. But I know this. There's a song, I think it was the Statler Brothers sung it, I don't know. I'll go to my grave loving you. Remember the words to that song? Was that Statler Brothers? If it isn't, it should have been. I'll go to my grave loving you. That's who Jesus Christ has given us, the Spirit that doesn't let us fear. Fear not, you will overcome the world. And the church said, Amen. Amen.